From KXEI Tucson, this is the Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Bridget, and I'm joined in the studio today with Executive Director of Scholarships AZ, Carolina Silva. Welcome to KXEI, Carolina.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about your organization's mission.
At Scholarships AZ, we believe everyone deserves the right to attain a higher education, regardless of immigration status. And our vision is that we'd like to live in an Arizona where teachers are supportive of undocumented students, where information for undocumented youth is readily available and accurate, and where students see higher education as attainable. Ultimately, we want immigrant families to thrive and have access to the educational and social resources they deserve.
Could you please share some details of one of your programs?
Of course. I want to tell you about our largest student program, which is called the Immigrant Scholarship Hustle, or ISH for short. And it's actually the only program in the state of Arizona that prepares undocumented youth to hustle for scholarships and really change the status quo of what is possible for undocumented youth in Arizona. This program was created by undocumented college graduates themselves who realized that need for programming catered to undocumented student needs. And basically, we do a month-long program, and we have a series of workshops split into 5 days where students are empowered to tell their stories, learn how to use their lived experience to expand their education and employment options, and ultimately advocate for their immigrant community. This program is actually run by immigrant youth for immigrant youth, which is super powerful, and students leave ISH with the support networks, community resources, and confidence to apply to college, jobs, and more. So it's such a powerful space where immigrant youth can come together. And I can speak to this as someone who was undocumented, that it's very rare to find spaces like this one that are specifically formed by undocumented youth and where all the resources are already basically prepared to make sure that no student feels left out. Because what often happens at schools is that youth are given scholarships or, you know, they're told about programs, but those programs are a lot of times inaccessible or are unprepared to support their needs. So what happens is they end up being re-traumatized. That's why it's so important that we have a program like this one. It is a program of one of a kind, and I'm really glad to be part of it and learn from the immigrant youth leaders who actually lead the curriculum, because I coordinate the program, but I'm not in charge of the curriculum.
And when did this start? Because it feels like it's going to grow and be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that question. It actually started in 2017. I'm really excited that ISH is actually going to grow into a year-round support system. It's what we're currently working on.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah, really looking forward to expanding our capacity and our impact.
If people want to help support this organization, where can they donate? How can they volunteer?
Yes, thank you for asking that. We do have a few volunteer options. If community members want to work one-on-one with students in our programs, they can often help by volunteering as a reviewer, and the reviewers work one-on-one with students and help them craft and edit their personal statements for scholarship essays. I would say if you'd like to learn more about us in general, you can sign up to receive updates from us about opportunities to get involved, as well as find out how to donate. I encourage you to visit our website at scholarshipsaz.org, sign up for our newsletter, and, you know, check out our donation tab and see the impact you can make. We're actually looking to grow our base of monthly donors. Definitely encourage folks to check out our donation page and give what you can.
Thank you so much for your time, Carolina. It was wonderful talking to you today about Scholarships AZ.
Yes. I'm always surprised that there's a lot of people in the community that don't know about us, but we've been around for a while. So thank you for giving us this platform. Mm-hmm. And our organization wouldn't exist if we hadn't listened to the young undocumented student who first created the scholarship list that became our first website. So I definitely want to give a shout out to her. Her name's Ana Valenzuela.
This is an inspiring story, and it's a wonderful organization. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Bridget.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.